Well, what an interesting session. Good evening, all, and thank you for coming. The 2004 session of General Assembly has adjourned sine die. This obviously was a very busy session, and a lot of good things were accomplished. We didn't get everything that we thought we needed accomplished, but there were many, many good things that were accomplished. I think we began on a great note with a strong bipartisan child protection bill that will make a great difference for the children of this state. We strengthened the early childhood education by passing my Bright from the Start education bill for the Department of Early Care and Learning. We passed a substantial education reform that gives flexibility to local school systems and restores discipline to classroom teachers. We passed a foster parent bill of rights to give long overdue recognition and protection to those who give so much for the care of Georgia's foster children. And I think one of the hallmarks of this legislative session, the legislature took great action in taking steps to preserve the Hope Scholarship, to save Hope Scholarship for future generations. That was one of the key elements that we felt like was absolutely necessary, and that was successful. All of these accomplishments reflect my priorities of education and caring for children. However, as you all very well know, there is one must-do item every year for the General Assembly, one constitutional duty that must be carried out, and that is to pass a balanced annual budget. Every member of the General Assembly knew going in that this was not going to be an easy budget year. We knew that last fall. When we made the determination that we would live within our means, we knew there were tough choices, and I made those tough choices in my budget presentation. When I presented the budget in January, I made it very clear to the General Assembly then that we would not accept or tolerate budget gimmicks being used again. I told them that we were not going to spend money that we didn't have. Georgians deserve an honest, fair, balanced annual budget. And that's the kind of budget I proposed, and that's the kind of budget that I had hoped and expected to reach my desk. Unfortunately, although much hard work was done by the conferees in reaching consensus over a lot of issues that I think were some win-win issues, unfortunately, that's not what the General Assembly sent me tonight. The 2005 budget that the legislature passed does not balance. Let me say that again, does not balance. And true to my word, I will not sign it. That means that we have not accomplished our one must-do constitutional duty. So where does that leave us is the question. It leaves us with some unfinished business to attend to. Therefore, I will call the General Assembly to reconvene in special session to fulfill our shared responsibility to pass a balanced budget. This need not be, and I hope it won't be, an adversarial process. I hope that our legislators will approach this task in the spirit of being positive, reasonable, and keeping our eyes firmly on what is best for Georgia and all of its people. I plan to consult with leaders of both parties to choose an appropriate time for reconvening the General Assembly. I believe that we should act sooner rather than later, and if we come back, I think after a little rest with fresh eyes and a fresh start, I'm confident that we can get that job done early and quickly and give Georgians the fair, honest, balanced budget that our Constitution requires and that Georgians deserve.